joining us for the wellness talk today is Neve Dardis from Juno Reach. Good morning, Neve. You are on the air.
Hi, good morning, Marley. Thanks for having me.
Very much a pleasure to have you here. Now, you are Reach Case Manager and Care Coordinator in Juno. Would you care to tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure, yeah. So Reach is an organization. We're a nonprofit, and we've been around for about 44 years. And we provide services and supports to people of all ages who experience developmental disabilities. We're primarily based in Juneau, but we do service other communities throughout Northern and Southeast. And so we have a variety of programs. So we offer supported living services, which is kind of just assistance with things in the home, activities of daily living. We also offer rehabilitation, and that's a service whereby we provide support to people so that they can actually access their wider community. So maybe like attending community events, getting out, running errands where they may just need like an aid or a little bit of extra support to achieve those things. And then we also offer employment services. And so that is where maybe somebody is going to obtain a job in the community, but they may need just somebody kind of with them to make sure that they're understanding all the duties that are assigned to them and that things kind of get completed. And then another large program that we have, which is kind of the program that I work within, is our Reach Infant Learning Program. And that one is specifically geared towards supporting families and young children age birth up to age 3. So things that we offer through that program, we have we're a team of 11, and so we have two occupational therapists, we have two developmental specialists, and we have three speech-language pathologists, and we also have a part-time physical therapist. And so we utilize our therapy team to just kind of meet with families. We offer developmental screenings, and then going on from that, once we've kind of met with the family, if we've kind of discussed and screened any concerns that they may have about their child's development, then we can consider enrollment in program and then kind of offer some of those services that might just kind of best fit the family for where they're at that moment.
Right, and so that therapy team is mostly based in Juneau, right? So they travel up to Haines and Skagway?
They do, yes. So right now, our infant learning team, we have two of our therapists are coming up twice a month to Haines. And then we also kind of, we will see families in Cloquan, and then, of course, we will also see families in Skagway. And that travel kind of is scheduled right now on an as-needed basis. But for Haines, we're currently working with some families in the community. And so we have twice monthly, we're coming up from Juneau. And so that currently is to provide services to enrolled families. But during our visits, it's certainly a great time for us if folks have reached out to us from the community where we can meet with them and we can offer those developmental screenings and evaluations kind of when we're there in person. We also have the ability to do that via telehealth if a family has access to internet and camera. We can Zoom. We do a lot of initial intakes and stuff through telehealth, and also kind of like some of our periodic services are able to be delivered through telehealth if that will meet, you know, the need of the family. So say maybe like on interim weeks or, you know, as we all know, heading into the winter that sometimes, you know, the weather just doesn't comply and we can't get up there on seaplanes or, you know, the ferry's not running. And so sometimes we kind of have to pivot and we'll offer those services virtually as well.
Right, which is a great option, but then that isn't always available for internet, and Zoom isn't always available here. But so if you're here in person, people can pop in. Do they need to sign up earlier to coordinate a time to meet with the team while they're here?
So usually the best way to do that would be to reach out directly to the program ahead of time. And so we have, I can give you a direct phone number. And so that number is 907-796-7277. And that will put you through to Cassandra, our awesome program assistant. And so we have the ability to take referrals. We can do that telephonically, or else, of course, you can also contact us via email. And that email address is reachilp at reachak.org. And either which way, just kind of to reach out, and it doesn't. You don't need to be referred to us by a physician or a nurse. Parents can reach out to us directly themselves if they just kind of any questions or concerns just about where their young kiddo is at developmentally, and we can schedule a time to meet with them either at their home or somewhere in the community when we're up there in person, and to kind of do a screening, just kind of talk to them, just, you know, generally about, you know, developmentally where their kiddo is at. You know, we can offer resources, suggestions, just things like that.
Awesome. I'm probably going to hit that phone number and email address a couple more times in this segment here. So again, for anyone interested in signing up for developmental screenings, rather, through Reach, that's 796-7277 to get Cassandra, the program assistant, or reachilp at reachak.org, right? That's R-E-A-C-H-I-L-P at reachak?
Yes, that's correct.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then also we do partner with public health kind of at least once a year, and we'll do like a broader kind of community health fair screening that would just kind of be like a walk-up event where anybody could just like stop on by unscheduled. But otherwise, the majority of our services do happen in people's homes. Our whole goal is to kind of meet families where they're at and, you know, kind of observe like, you know, typical daily routines, and then kind of offer interventions and support about how, you know, you can kind of utilize, you know, your own household objects where you don't need like specialized equipment, or just how, you know, what a bedtime routine looks like or a bathing routine. And if some extra support is needed in that area, then we're kind of right there in place to offer that. And then alternatively, we also are happy if, because not everybody, you know, wants to welcome people into their home. We are more than happy. We can provide services at the swimming pool, at the library, you know, out at a park. We meet families at the beach. Just we really kind of follow you know, the parents lead and where is more comfortable for them, and where we can kind of just kind of create that great safe space to support them and their child.
That's awesome. Yes, it's great to have so many different options and accommodations for everyone here. Being as getting those screenings can be difficult, and just the healthcare in general limitations in rural areas.
So. Yeah, and so that's another service that we offer. We do provide, we call it family service coordination. And so, you know, as well as connecting family just with our in-home services, we can also kind of help support parents if they, you know, are needing to access alternative types of, you know, medical care, or, you know, we communicate a lot with like Seattle Children's or Providence, A&MC in Anchorage. And so we do liaise with some of those specialty teams as well if like a kiddo may have some more additional complex needs. And so the whole idea is that we're kind of able to help guide the family in accessing some of those wraparound supports. And then our program, we work with children in ILP up until the age of 3. And then if part of our services, too, would involve helping a family transition to the school district for preschool services, or once they kind of, if they're going to proceed into special education with the school district, we also help facilitate that process.
Awesome. And so do parents need to be referred by a doctor, a medical provider, in order to sign up for screenings, or can they just...
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. They can just contact us directly themselves. We do, of course, receive referrals from physicians, but parents can absolutely self-refer. They don't need to wait and try and get an appointment somewhere to then get a referral. And the other thing of note, too, is that we do bill insurance. So we do accept Medicaid. We do bill major private health insurances, but we do have a caveat that there is no financial burden to a family. And so if you do not have insurance, we kind of have some grant funding that allows us to make sure that there's no financial burden placed on families. Our, you know, main objective is to help support kiddos early on in their development and, be a resource for families.
Exactly, right. Finances shouldn't be a burden barrier, rather, to...
Correct.
For infant healthcare, yeah. Okay, let's hit those numbers again. So to sign up for the infant learning program through a Reach, that's again 907-796-7277 or reachilp at reachak.org. And again, so the team is coming up, is planning on coming up this month or next month, or was just here?
Yeah, so we actually just had somebody actually up there on Friday, and it was a great flying day. And so we, because right now our presence, we don't have fixed dates that we're there in the community. It's kind of based on scheduling with currently enrolled families. But so we can certainly, though, if you contact us, we can add you into our already scheduled days, but we can make additional trips if it's that's kind of best for like a new family for screening and evaluation, and we can just, you know, we'll can work with an individual to schedule our time in community.
Awesome.
And then we also have a Facebook page, just if anybody is connected that way. So we have our general agency page, Facebook page, and that's just Reach Inc. If you search it on Facebook, you'll find our Facebook page, and so we try and kind of put up updates just about stuff that's happening or, you know, useful resources, and so that can be also another way just to connect with us too.
Yeah, no, that's a very good good thing to make sure, right? Having all those different ways to reach people or for them to reach you, because whether it's the phone or Facebook or the internet, you know, it really depends on where your resources are.
Absolutely, yeah. And like I said, we will can do meetings over the phone, and people you know, give us a call. No question is too small or too insignificant. We want to make sure that we're just accessible and that we can be a resource for folks. And even if it's just kind of settling a parent's mind, or then, you know, some cases where we are able to just identify maybe something quicker, something that maybe might not come up just in the course of a regular doctor's visit or whatever. So please don't hesitate if just any questions related to your young child's development. We're definitely here to be a resource and a support.
Awesome. Yeah, no, Reach is really crucial to this area. That's all the questions I have. If you have anything else for us, Niamh, we can hit those numbers again.
Yeah. Sure. That's, again, it's the 907-796-7277, and that will connect you directly to our program. You can also, at any point, check out like the main Reach website, and that's reachak.org. And the email address to connect directly to the infant learning program is reachilp@reachak.org. And again, that is primarily for screenings for children birth to age 3. However, if you have a family member, somebody you're aware of in community, it may be a little older and have some a disability or some additional needs, you can also completely reach out to us, and we will connect you then with the wider network at Reach and see if our services may be an option.
Indeed. And of course, the Facebook too, Reach Incorporated through Facebook. And they're also, I see you're on Instagram as well, reach.inc.ak.
Yes. Trying to hit all the bases.
All the ways.
All the ways, indeed. Yeah.
Well, excellent, Niamh. Thanks for joining us this morning for KHS's Wellness Talk. And again, this is Niamh Dardis from the Reach Case Manager and Care Coordinator in Juneau.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me on, Marley.
Thank you, and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.